Hey guys, you're watching Phone Arena's in-depth video review of the Samsung Evergreen, which is going to be available through AT&T for the contract price of $29.99. This eco-friendly landscape sliding handset is actually constructed out of 70% recycled plastic. There's nothing really too different with the design of the Evergreen, just because it follows similarly to other Samsung messaging phones prior to it. Now, the recycled plastic that it uses is glossy and does attract a lot of fingerprints, and does kind of scratch very easily. It does make the handset feel very lightweight in the pockets, so you're not going to notice it that much. And on top of that, it's a little bit larger than other similar phones out there. Turning it on, you're going to be greeted to its 2.4-inch display, which has QVGA resolution, so that's 320 by 240. And to tell the truth, it's not the highest quality display that we've checked out, just because, as you can tell right now, it does suffer from some poor viewing angles, so you do kind of lose visibility of what's on screen. Although it does radiate some really rich-looking colors, text, on the other hand, can be rather difficult, just because it's a little bit, on the smaller side, a little bit fuzzy to make out. And on top of that, when you're using the handset direct sunlight, you kind of have to fight with the sun, just because it's very difficult to see. Right below the display, you have the directional pad. It's four-way, and of course, you have the bell button as a selection. It's pretty easy to use and very, very large. Same thing applies to the numeric keypad here. They're all well-sized, and they offer a really good tactile response when you press down. We're pretty happy with the feel of it. On the left-hand side, you simply have just the micro SD card slot, a great spot to find it in, the volume rocker. The dedicated shutter keys on the right side, same thing as the task menu, the micro USB port. On the back, you just simply have the 2 megapixel camera with the notches here for the speaker. And when you remove the back cover, it just gives you access to the battery and the SIM card slot. The interface that's running on the Samsung Evergreen is pretty much your typical one found on other Samsung messaging phones. With a home screen, you could change the background wallpaper, obviously. It'll show the time and date. Aside from that, there's very few personalization options. When you get to the main menu, it's laid out in a grid-like format. Pretty simple, straightforward, barely any lag whatsoever with the platform. So just about anyone will get used to it right away. Composing text messages is not going to be a problem with the handset, just because the keyboard makes it very easy to use. On top of that, if you're just going to use the numeric keypad, you have your traditional way of typing text, or you could also enable T9 for a faster method. Now, if you prefer doing instant messaging, you'll have three different clients you'll be able to use. You have AIM, you have a Windows Live Messenger, and Yahoo Messenger. Just like any other AT&T phone out there, it has a mobile email, so basically setting up generic email clients is pretty simple. Just offer your username and password and it'll automatically set it up. If you happen to be big on social networking, you'll be happy that the device comes with AT&T SocialNet app, which basically aggregates a bunch of different accounts into one. So you have options to see Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and even some RSS feeds all in one place, so you could get all your information. The handset comes with Opera Mini, so the experience is going to be pretty decent. The only thing that we noticed when it loaded up our page here, which did it a good amount of time, is that it doesn't completely load up all the pictures and all the stuff that you usually see. But it does have a pretty good scrolling rate, as you could tell. When you do scroll really quick, sometimes it has to re-render the images, and it does take a little bit of time. When you zoom in, though, it does make the size of the text pretty easy to see. On top of that, just moving about the page here is pretty simple and quick, so we're pretty satisfied with the experience. There's nothing really pretty with the music player on the handset, just because it just follows in tradition with the album covers, track information, even on-screen controls. As far as the audio quality from the speaker, it's a little bit crackly, especially in the highest volume, and you definitely sense that it's kind of straining. The video watching experience on the Evergreen is pretty decent, although it is only low quality videos that you'll be able to load up. The one we have here is encoded in MPEG-4, 320 by 240 resolution. Unfortunately, it can't load up anything higher than that, but luckily though, it does move at a decent frame rate. Since the Evergreen is an eco-friendly device, it also has the option for this eco mode under the settings menu. Basically what it does, it's going to just turn off the backlight after 10 seconds of inactivity, and of course the brightness is also going to be set to 2 to save on power consumption. Some of the other neat things that come with the handset is this EcoWalk app, which basically is a pedometer, so it'll measure the amount of steps you've taken. On top of that, there is also an Eco Calculator, which measures your fuel efficiency. The handset actually employs a keyboard layout that's familiar to other Samsung messaging phones. Buttons are made out of hard plastic, but they are slightly raised from the surface, even though you really can't tell that much. You have a slight distinction between one of them. They're all evenly sized. There's also a directional pad here on the right, some soft keys on the left and right. And overall, though, it's pretty easy to use, and we didn't have too much of a problem getting adjusted to it. Unfortunately, the Samsung Evergreen takes some below average shots with its 2 megapixel camera. We noticed in pretty much every lighting condition that it just had this soft look to it. There wasn't that much detail. On top of that, it just had a general hazy look to it. And when you take it indoors, it still doesn't get any better. Video capture doesn't get any better just because it has a maximum shooting resolution of 320 by 240 and shoots at a rate of 14 frames per second. There's a lot of pixelization going on. On top of that, there's a little bit of a jerkiness to it, and it's not really the best quality that we've seen on a handset. The earpiece on the Evergreen is a little bit on the weak side just because you gotta really place it near your ear to hear anything. On the caller's end, they did say our voice did sound natural and distinct, didn't have any problems hearing us, while on our end, we did notice voices that sound a little bit distorted and muffled. When we use a speakerphone though, we're really blown away by the level it's able to produce. Strong tones, very deep and very easy to comprehend. Battery life seems to be average on the handset just because we managed to get a talk time of 6 hours on a single charge when a manufacturer has a rate for 5 hours, so it pretty much falls in line with other similar handsets. As far as day-to-day usage, you're going to have pretty good battery life, especially if you're going to use it for text messaging and even the web. Naturally, the biggest thing going for the Samsung Evergreen is its eco-friendly nature, just because it's constructed out of 70% recycled plastic. On top of that, even the packaging is constructed out of recycled materials. Now, in terms of being just a messaging phone, it does a good job in that, and most people probably satisfied with the overall experience. We like the keyboard, it's pretty good and usable. Aside from that, it's $29.99 on contract. Some people might purchase it, but if you want a little bit more functionality, you might have to pay a little bit more just to get a lot better features. So if you'd like to learn more about the Samsung Evergreen or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.